Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. Today I'm speaking with Jay Gildon, a member of What Matters in Our Valley. What Matters in Our Valley is a group of local citizens who share a deep commitment to the conservation of our rivers, water, fish, wildlife, air, and the quality of life and the exceptional area of the Buckley Valley. They were founded in 2017 out of concern about the proposed Telkwa coal mine. Australian mining company Allegiance Coal has since pulled out as their company went bankrupt in the US and has now been taken over by Bathurst Resources, which is New Zealand's largest coal mining company. I'm speaking to Jay Gildon, a member of What Matters in Our Valley, whom I've spoken to before, to speak about the importance of the beauty of this area and why What Matters in Our Valley have chosen to sponsor the upcoming Skeena Wild Film Festival, which is happening tomorrow, Wednesday, November 15th at the Smithers Brewing Company. Now, unfortunately, the tickets have been sold out completely, but make sure to follow What Matters in Our Valley and the Skeena Wild Film and Photo Festival, where you can, at a later date, see the submissions at this year's Skeena Wild Film Festival.
Yes, my name is Jay Gildon, and I live outside Smithers. The film festival is a collection of fairly short films that are filmed in the Skeena Valley and hereabouts about various outdoor activities and recreational activities and environmental issues.
What's the involvement with What Matters in Our Valley and the Skeena Wild Film Festival?
Well, What Matters in Our Valley is a local group in the Buckley Valley that's concerned with the Telkwa coal mine proposal, which will impact the Telkwa and Buckley Rivers, and therefore the entire Skeena watershed. And this is our second year of sponsoring the film festival here as a way of promoting the beauty and of our area.
Yeah, and have you found that they sort of bring awareness to the importance of the not only the Skeena and Buckley rivers, but also the natural habitat as well?
Well, many people come here or have lived here for, generations, have enjoyed the river, have enjoyed the fish, have enjoyed our natural beauty and the wilderness and the wildlife around here, and the films just put that on display, and it brings to mind what makes this area so great to many people. There's usually films about fishing, there's usually films about various outdoor activities, hiking, skiing, and the natural beauty of the area.
And can you tell me a little bit about what's happening with What Matters in Our Valley now? Any new updates that people would be interested in hearing about?
Sure. So the proposal about opening a coal mine here right near the Telkwa River, an open pit coal mine, was first raised in 2017-2018. And it went into an environmental assessment process, and it has been there since. The company has missed numerous of the time, well, not actually deadlines, because if you miss it, you don't end up failing the process, but the original deadlines have been missed. And the latest phase of that was that after the first submissions of information, the Environmental Assessment Office concluded that there were many issues and potential problems with the mine, and additional information would have to be provided, particularly about dam safety, about emissions of pollution into the water, about impacts on fish, about impacts on caribou, and that sort of thing. We made a submission during the public comment period, pointing out a lot of areas we don't think there's enough information about that would be of concern to people around here. So in any event, that delayed the process once again, because the company, the proponent, has to answer these questions. And right now, the Telkwa Coal is saying that they think they'll get answers in by the end of 2024, which would set the environmental assessment for ending sometime either the end of 2024 or the beginning of 2025. In the meantime, the parent company's operations in the United States went bankrupt. And Coca-Cola was a subsidiary of that company. It was called Allegiance Coal. It was an Australian company. Coca-Cola was spun off and is now owned by a New Zealand company called Bathurst Enterprises.
I know that What Matters in Our Valley was, you know, in a lot of conversations, and I think even wanted to further some of those conversations with Allegiance. So where do you feel What Matters in Our Valley is right now with this new New Zealand company?
Well, we really haven't had much contact with them. The most recent contact was with Coca-Cola. We met with them to express concerns about the fact that we thought there wasn't enough information being provided concerning things like dust contamination, the impact on other air pollution issues like heavy metals and particulate matter and noise and how far the noise would spread in the valley. They said they'd get back to us with a bunch of information and could do other studies that would provide more information along those lines. And then when we asked them to provide that information, they said, oh, we're too busy responding to the Environmental Assessment Office, so, you know, too bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where our latest contact with them was, and we haven't heard anything from Bathurst.
Do you feel like you've still got strong support in the community? Do you feel like maybe with the pulling out of Allegiance that you kind of have a bit more of a stronger foothold within the community and maybe some support for your organization?
Well, as people around here probably know, many, many mines in this province have caused severe environmental contamination, and they often leave the area without having the wherewithal to clean it up. And we've always been worried about this operation starting to mine coal here, starting to have a fairly serious impact on the water and the fish and other environmental concerns, and then simply disappearing because they really didn't have the resources in the first place, the market changes, or because really coal, whether it's used for steel making or whether it's used for creating energy, is a sunset industry. All of its uses are going to be severely limited with the need to move into a carbon-free future.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have a situation in which the company starts mining, starts creating the pollution, because it will, much of the pollution will start at the front end, and then disappear like mining companies often do. So yeah, the fact that it's gone into bankruptcy, the fact that it never had a whole lot of resources, the fact that it was always a very kind of penny stock, and the fact that it didn't at least initially have a owner who had much experience in actually running mines was something that was of concern in terms of how people around here had to view the mine and what its likely impacts were and whether any of the negative impacts could be resolved or mitigated.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jay, is there anything that I didn't ask that you think is important for people to know, not only about the upcoming film festival, but also about What Matters in Our Valley, or kind of how you're wrapping up this year?
Well, you know, this year was an interesting one. We had all the forest fires, including the local ones, which can be directly linked to our changing climate. And so alerted people, and I think put people very on notice about the imminence of the serious changes that are happening in our environment. And at the same time, we had a really nice runs of salmon this year, and it reminded people about what a great natural wealth we have in this valley and how much it's worth protecting. So I think it's raised people's awareness or reminded them about the things that matter here in the valley.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me about this today.
Well, thank you, Pam.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.